holes under the pipe, put them on top of the lead on the pipe.
Put the bread and biscuit, I'll eat them.
And they are good.
Give them a good biscuit back there, because I don't know, flour this day is not like it was then, because I can't even make a biscuit.
Not to taste right.
They fit me.
Is that right?
That's right, I make good bread.
I want to ask you a little bit later on about some kinds of bread. What about on a stove? Was there a shelf, a raised shelf on the stove where you put things to keep it warm?
Yeah, we had a stove like that. We called it, what's that called? Come on up here and had sticky stuff in there and keep the stuff. And it had a reservoir for hot water. Bread to hold about 6 buckets of water on the side of that old wood stove. Kept hot water in that, where you could use that. You take your bucket full and pour in your tub out there when you're taking your bath if it was getting cold weather. I don't know what we done in the winter. You use a bowl and pitcher, I reckon. I don't know.
You ever call this a warming shelf, that place I'm
Yeah, the, I don't know what that was called.
I think they called it a safe.
I don't know what, we had one stove like that. I had two.
Yeah, we had two.
When you're starting to build a fire in a fireplace, there's something that's in there to hold the wood up.
Fire irons.
And irons.
Fire dogs, we called them then. Yeah. And they was always, we called it fat lighted splinters.
I'm just
get the splinters
about
in.
That.
Get your splinters in now. Go get them, the splinters in. We had a shelf on the outside of this window, put the firewood. And right here next to the wall, if it weren't raining, them splinters was laid out. We didn't want too much dirt in the house. Down the rugs, just scrubbed the house.
You put in, let me talk a minute about building a fire. You put in a great big piece of wood.
Now you put in some splinters and 2 or 3 pieces of pine knots, something like that, you know.
Pine. Is that your lighter?
Yeah, and then you light that splinter, let it go to burn, then you lay on just as many oak logs as you wanted to. How big a fire you wanted.
Did they ever have a great big piece of wood they call the back log?
Yeah, always put your black back log on there. It's a big piece.
It's a great big
piece. The next morning you wouldn't have to strike a match, and they were stingy with the matches, about 2 cents a box in the great big box, but you could get fire from them coals. Oh, my daddy was the stingiest thing. Even coal log, about 6 cents a gallon. He was stingy with it.
Did you ever hear the those pieces of wood that you're talking about, the lighter, the splinters, was that the same thing as kindling?
Yeah, the same thing as kindling, yeah.
Then, do you ever hear the called fat pine or rich pine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's what they hunted to make the splinters out of, the rich pine. And then my daddy would do a lot of fishing and digging at night, and he would hunt him up a fat log, and they'd cut off a piece nearly as long as that silk and quite as long, and then split it up, and don't, you chaps don't bother that now, because that's my gigging wood. He can tell you about that. He had it too.
He used it for a torch?
Yeah, a torch, and go in the creeks and run, and I don't know how they did it and how they seen them fish, but they gigged the fish.
I feel a man on it at night.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Did he soak this in anything before he did it?
No, just lit that. Let it, if it burned down, he had some more strapped on his back. Go ahead.
Have you ever heard of a makeshift kind of torch, like they put coal oil or something in a bottle and then put a rag in it?
Yeah.
To make a
I've heard of it, but it never was used in my home.
Did they ever call it anything?
We had a made out of it. It wasn't no good for night gigging, because we had a made out of pipe. A long piece of wood size pipe, a small piece up here for your wick. It never was a success. You couldn't see anything. Wind blow them out.
Oh.
These big old torch pines, remember? You could see all of them.
The part of the fireplace, there's a part that sticks out up above where maybe women will put a clock or some ornaments.
That's a mount. It was generally made though, that mount was generally made though from a board, fixed up maybe pretty, you know. And a little cloth Mama had on it, not to hang too far down. Just hung down a little bit, maybe a little lace embroidery on it.
Did they call it?